Movies with Mother. I'm here as always with my wonderful, wonderful mother. How do you do, Mother?
I do very well, thank you. How do you do?
I'm all right. We've just been to watch a film, haven't we?
We have indeed.
It was The Adventures of Tintin in 3D.
The model ship conceals a clue to one of the greatest secrets in all history.
Thanks. I'm Tintin, by the way.
Haddock. Archibald Haddock. Someone's locked the door.
The key, Snowy. Not the sandwich. The keys.
It's got Jamie Bell, who used to be Billy Elliot, Simon Pegg and Nick Frost. They played the bumbling Thompson and Thompson. Andy Serkis was Captain Haddock. All of the Tintin regulars were there. Tell us a little bit about the film, man. What happens? He's a journalist, Tintin, for
those
who don't know.
Yes, he's a little boy journalist. And it's all animated.
A stop motion capture.
Which I don't like. I didn't like that.
Do you prefer regular animation?
Or? Yes, I think I do. Yeah, that was... No, it wasn't my cup of tea, that's it. You know, so that was one of the things I didn't like about the film. It was just... Oh, just like the comics. I remember years ago, you'd look at the comics or the little strip and it never tickled my fancy, if nothing that... You know, I thought, oh, that's good. Just used to ignore it, really. But I thought, oh, well, we'll see. It's had a good write-up. It's going to be good. I'll give it a chance.
Steven Spielberg.
Our Steven, yeah.
Shades of Indiana Jones, I've heard.
Oh, wow. You know, I thought, right. But it was very dull. There was no magic. What? There was no uplifting, no fulfilling. It was, I think it was rather drab.
It's kind of non-stop action. What they've done is fit three of the books into one film.
Mm.
And it's 140 minutes long, and they're trying to fit a lot in.
I wouldn't have thought it was too long. I wasn't thinking, oh, it's too long, this. I was just so bored with it all. Absolutely bored.
Did the Captain Haddock and his drunken ways not
tickle you? No, I didn't even have a laugh, a giggle. You know, like sometimes in some films, you think, ah, there was one or two laughs there. Nothing.
The villain, Daniel Craig.
I will find that ship, with or without your help.
What was the villain
Nothing.
Up to anything?
No, didn't think. Oh, you know, the bad. He was a bumbling thing as well, you know. They all were bumblers, as far as I was concerned.
So it's staying true to the books that yeah. You didn't like.
That's right, it was, yeah. Bumbling, dull. I thought
Belgian.
It'd be more sharp and a bit...
A bit of magic, a bit of je ne sais quoi.
Exactly. But, oh no.
What about Snowy, his little dog?
Oh, well, he was half all right, wasn't he? At least he was intelligent.
The most intelligent one was a dog, but I think that's true of the books,
true.
Isn't it? He's the one who saves
with
the day,
the brain,
generally.
Yes, he is, isn't he? Yeah. But, I mean, even the way they animated him, I didn't like that very much.
So, it doesn't sound a very good score for Tintin. We score out of 10... On Movies with Mother. The Adventures of Tintin in 3D.
I wasn't very happy with it. I'm sorry. Didn't do anything for me. Two.
Two out of ten for Tintin.
Yes.
So 2-2 for Tintin. Thank you very much, Mother.
Right.
A damning review of Tintin. Oh. Avoid like the plague. Because that's what my mother
says.
Well,
that's what I think.
This is, of course, Movies with Mother. We shall see you next time. Thank you very much, Mother.
Okay, then.
Say bye now.
Bye, everyone.
You looked a little cold, so I lit a wee fire.
In a boat! Well, this is a fine mess.